Thank you. I always like to gain a little something from the previous presentations, and I think the first thing from the first presentation, I like that slide that said collaboration is everything, because that really is a foundation of the work that I do as a principal investigator. And in the second one, where we heard about communities informing the evidence, and I think that's so vital to the work that we're doing. And I'm going to tell you about a project that we've been working on for the last couple of years, and you know you have some pretty good partners when they come to your session as opposed to going somewhere else. So thank you to the partners who are in the room with us today. My name is David Nelson, and I'm with the Medical College of Wisconsin, and... Okay. I didn't touch it. And in addition to myself working with the Eau Claire City County Health Department, the United Way of Chippewa Valley, the Healthy Communities Coalition, we are here to talk a little bit about this this project that we call Network for Action, Eau Claire County Health Department web portal for community change. We heard about a statewide campaign, and then we heard something about a national campaign, and now we're going to drill down into a county-level initiative that we're working on with Eau Claire County. Interesting, there's not a lot of information in the literature on how particular segments of the community might make decisions around utilizing health data. This particular project began in January of 2014 after receiving a two-year development grant from the Healthier Wisconsin Partnership Program, a component of the Advancing a Healthier Wisconsin. The goal of this project was to determine how the community both understands and uses health data to achieve their goals. To be even more specific, the project focused on binge drinking within Eau Claire County, and the community segments were both media and policymakers that we were working with, and how each one might use data for stories and for legislation, respectively. Eau Claire County is located within west central portion of Wisconsin, approximately 250 miles from Milwaukee and just east of Minneapolis. Population currently is 101,000, up 3% from the last census. The racial and ethnic makeup is 93% white, 4% Asian, 2% Hispanic, and 1% African American. The legislative body within Eau Claire County is a nonpartisan 29-member Eau Claire County Board of Supervisors, and members of the Board of Supervisors are elected by district, and the chairperson and the vice chair positions are elected from the membership. Lumber at one time at the turn of the century drove the economy of Eau Claire, and then it turned into a manufacturing plant with Uniroyal Rubber Company that was in the community. And in the late 1990s, the plant closed, and now the community has redefined itself to be technology-based. Retail, education, and healthcare are one of the prime employers of the community. As one of the lead partners in the project, the mission of the Eau Claire City County Health Department is to protect and promote the health of all people in the community by assuring a safe and healthy environment, preventing disease and disability, and promoting positive health practices. According to the latest Community Health Improvement Plan, the top three concerns for the community were access to primary care and preventative services, adequate and appropriate nutrition, and substance abuse and addiction. The focus of the current project is on the last area. For the last CHIP, a community perception survey of underage drinking was conducted among the Eau Claire County adults, and 85% of the respondents agreed that alcohol is a serious issue. Respondents also agreed that the availability of attitudes and access contribute to underage drinking. In order to both support and the growing complex health needs, multiple community partners, including the Health Department, United Way, and Area Health System, purchased the Network for Care data portal from Trilogy Integrated Resources in 2013. The Network of Care portal offers government-sponsored websites that provide faster and easier access to comprehensive community health services, information, support, advocacy, news, and assistance on the local level. The Network of Care site is accessible to anyone and coalesces national, state, and local data. Later in 2013, the Medical College of Wisconsin joined the Eau Claire partners to best understand how the Network for Care site might be best used. For this project, we wanted to develop a systematic process in which we could first understand and then develop an intervention around Network of Care site. For our first two aims, stakeholders in this project include three primary groups: policymakers, local state legislators, city council, and county board of health members, media, TV, radio, and newspaper, and members of the local health coalition. We are currently in the process of evaluating the project for replication, sustainability, and Aim 3. Our process contains the following methods, focus groups, to better understand the issues facing policymakers and media when using health data. Key informant interviews, to confirm information brought up in focus groups and to meet with individuals who could not make focus groups. A community health data summit was held in November of 2014, about a year ago, and at this summit, information from the key informant interviews were discussed and individuals that attended the summit were taught more about the network or care site. The community values dissemination and information, and several well-attended community health data conversations have ensued since our summit. The partners evaluated the sessions for satisfaction, knowledge of the network for care site, and perceived value to the community. Analytics and media count continue to be reviewed and developed. In the summer of 2014, we held a series of five focus groups and the number of key informant interviews with media and local legislators in separate sessions. As a part of the partnership process, academic partners first came into the community and were assisted by the local health department staff. Later on, health department staff were then trained to conduct interviews and focus groups which they completed. We'll go over the results shortly. As a second part of our project, we then held a community health data summit in November of 2014. This summit served as the intervention portion of the project, and you see the goals listed here. Both our summit and our later community conversations provide an additional means to evaluate the process. The following themes emerge from our focus groups and key informant interviews. Much of the conversation about what it means for the data to be valid. This quote is from one of our group of policymakers, validity. The meaning is different for each person, but generally relates to the credibility of the data. In our interviews, there was a wide range of users. We might have a user that was Googling health data from Wikipedia. We actually had an epidemiologist that lives in our community who asked such questions. Does it have comparable population? Does it seem comparable problem? Is it representative? Almost all of our participants were interested in learning about the funding, where the funding came from, who's funding it. Policymakers are most suspicious of funding. Our community also was interested in data that was accessible. Said one media person, I mean, I suppose there are cases both in what I do now and what I used to do where you're working on a story and it's like, oh, I wish they had that data on X that they could get to me in an hour, and I know that it doesn't work like that. I think it's important for us in public health and those that are in academics to remember that timelines often don't match our deadlines and those for the media and even for policymakers. People want current information and in addition to the data being valid, and we'll show a quote from this shortly. The next theme was pertaining to local. People want local data, said one of the media persons. Yeah, we're always looking for local data because we're a local broadcaster. We're always looking for the local tie. I mean, if we use national data, it only supports and helps fill in information for us. This particular quote remains to the currency of the data. In the public health world, we often know that a 2008 report will give us the most recent health data. But to outsiders, they may be wondering, why aren't we getting 2015 data? We can't change this, but we are working to educate community members about this. Community also wants trusted data. Said one legislator, I think you started in the legislature with wide open eyes, and after 2 years, I'm looking through razor blade slits at this point because people will come in with whatever supports they're claiming, and you might not get the full picture. So the key informant interviews helped to inform our summit, which was our intervention. And now I'm going to switch a little bit to talk about the analytics and the metrics that we use to track our data. One way that we're using to evaluate our data is to look at the analytics. As someone who uses data, learning about the types and kinds of analytics that might be available has been informative and for all of us on the project. What we see here is the number of site visits on a daily basis and the upturn in traffic following our key informant interviews. As a researcher, I'm not going to try to interpret what I see here, but only describe what happens on a particular date. Another way to describe the data in a more longitudinal manner, the peak increase in represents the key informant interviews and the data summit held later that year. On a more granular basis, we see that the year-to-date change before our intervention and then what occurred later on. You see some increases after the intervention, but then subsequently when we stopped talking about it, in a large part, we saw that the number of visits went down. Length of engagement is another form of evaluation. Clearly, websites need people to go to a site, click on the pages, but those who spend a lot of time on the website are those that we're most interested in learning more about. Throughout this entire project, and I think one of the lessons learned is that we've had an excellent relationship with Trilogy Integrated Resources, who've not only been interested in our findings, but are also interested in working with us to fine-tune the site, add new analytics, and explains the working of web domains. Here, they were able to provide us with the ongoing list of pages visited by those who go to the site. I think one of the lessons learned that we can share with you is that if you purchase a data web portal, that you should work with the vendor to make it as customizable as possible. Sometimes we were successful in getting them to change things that we wanted, and other times they would say, no, we can't do that, and then we believe them. But it's really part of having an ongoing relationship with the company. This slide describes some of the ongoing discussion we've had with Trilogy. I would like to note that our county is one of the smallest customers that Trilogy works with on an ongoing basis. That makes us feel good in that we're doing this work at our level. But at the same time, it creates a challenge in that finding comparable communities in which to compare our data is a challenge. We actually have found another site, and we're going to be having a conversation with them. The state of Ohio has purchased the Trilogy system for the entire state, and we found another county that's similar. And so we're going to have a conversation with them to say what they're looking at, is it similar to what we might be looking at. Coming into this project, we worked as a community to better understand how communities use data. Interest in the topic, recruiting was never an issue of our sessions, and our sessions were always well attended. This is not the case for many research projects. We know this is not always the case. We've not discussed it here, but the web portal site only offers part of the answer. In addition to analytics, we're also conducting media counts of the data and the media stories that were used, that use data in the media stories. We're continuing to evaluate our results, but it would be my guess that, like many other forms of promotion, we need to keep this in the eyes and the mind of the people who are a user. Though we had upturns in the use of the site following our intervention, soon thereafter, traffic declined. It would be my guess that if we want greater use, we'll need to boost sessions on how to use the site and marketing to promote it. Finally, as we conclude this portion of the project, we're exploring how we might promote and put the data portal into the hands of the community members themselves. We'll explore this option together in the future. Thank you.